I've come across the findings of coroner's reports up and down the country. Those coroners have found that deaths have been caused directly by COVID-19 vaccines. And I've spoken to some of the bereaved. I've seen in my own eyes the suffering that those people are going through as bereaved or as people who are still suffering the ill effects of the adverse reactions. So let's look at these facts and let's not be beholden to the MHRA. And the government seems to be in denial about the risks of these vaccines. Only this morning, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England was on the radio saying the boosters were, and I quote, perfectly safe and effective. But, Sir Roger, they are not perfectly safe. That they are not perfectly safe is now admitted by the government. Indeed, the UK Health Security Agency has issued a guide to the COVID-19 autumn a booster, and you, Sir Roger, may have seen a copy of this. It comes out with the request that you go and get another booster from your GP. Unfortunately, the covering letter from the NHS makes no reference to any risks associated with the vaccine, but if one actually looks at this document, which is included within the envelope, it says a guide to the autumn booster, and one goes down and it talks about serious side effects. Cases of inflammation of the heart called myocarditis or pericarditis have been reported very rarely after both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. These cases have been seen mostly in younger men and within several days of vaccination. Most of the people have felt better and recovered quickly following rest and simple treatments. You should seek medical advice. What it doesn't say is what happens to those people who do not recover. Those people, if they are disabled to the extent of 60% or more, may be eligible for payments under the Vaccine Damage Payment Scheme. And they might get £120,000. But that scheme in itself is not fit for purpose because it talks about terms of disability, which is not necessarily well described in the context of an autoimmune condition, such as those who are suffering from the consequences of COVID-19 vaccine damage. And what about all those people who are only 59% disabled? There's no financial help for them, and I think even more worrying for many, there's no specific medical help. The government refuses to provide specialist help for these vaccine victims. While it has set up long COVID clinics, vaccine victims are being ignored. I've asked parliamentary questions about this, and I haven't been able to get a satisfactory answer as to why there are no clinics for those victims of vaccine damage.